Welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. And well, it's off to round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs for the Florida Panthers. And coming up this segment, we will relive a little bit of the first round series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Another installment of the Sunshine State Showdown is in the books. Two teams, the Panthers, the Lightning, they've met four times in the last 5 years in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Each team has won two of those series. The Panthers, of course, winning this year after also winning in five games last year. So we will run through the last couple of games that saw the Panthers punch their ticket to round two. They'll take on the Toronto Maple Leafs coming up in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and announced late last night into the early morning that game one of Panthers Maple Leafs round two will be Monday night in Toronto at 8 o'clock Eastern time. So we have that for you. The schedule for the rest of the series, stay tuned for that, of course. There is still a game seven in the National Hockey League tonight between Dallas and Colorado. There's a game seven out in the Western Conference tomorrow as well between the Jets and the Blues. So again, the first round not fully in the books just yet, but the Panthers and the Leafs will kick off round two coming up on Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern. So certainly big things going for the Panthers as they move on to round two, and it's going to be another series against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Remember, the Panthers ousted the Leafs in five games in the second round 2 years ago. That run for the Panthers that fell just short in the Stanley Cup final against the Vegas Golden Knights back in the 2023 spring and into the summer. The Panthers had that series against Toronto, so going to do that one again. Some of the faces are the same. Some are different. Going to be an entertaining series regardless. So Panthers-Leafs round two starts Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern, and keep checking FloridaPanthers.com, all the appropriate channels for all the additional information there. As far as the rest of this show goes, like I said, we'll recap some of the week that was, look back at the last couple of wins over the Tampa Bay Lightning from the round one series. We'll hear from a couple of the Panthers who spoke to the media yesterday, some sound from Seth Jones and Sergei Bobrovsky. Also, we'll hear from the head coach of the Panthers, Paul Maurice, coming up in just a few moments. Coming up next segment, conversation I had with Panthers defenseman Nate Schmidt. Always great to sit down and visit with Nate Schmidt, and covered a lot of different topics with him as the Panthers are moving into round two. So don't miss that. Chat with Nate Schmidt, who was one of the offensive heroes, one of the big stories early on in that first round series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Had three goals in the first two games of that first round series. We'll talk to him coming up next segment. And then later on in the program, joining us from Florida Hockey Now, from NHL.com, my friend and yours, been covering the Panthers for a long time, has his finger on the pulse of the Panthers better than just about anybody. George Richards is going to stop by later on in the program as well. Conversation I had with him. So lots to get to here as we look back at the week that was, as we preview round two against Toronto, especially now that we do at least know a start time for the series. So lots to cover over the course of the next hour here. And well, folks, before we get too far along, the Cats are on the hunt here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Wear red, join the hunt, gear up today with official Panthers playoff merchandise. Grab your playoff tees, caps, hoodies, and more. Go to flateamshop.com to purchase your Panthers playoff gear. You want to have all the best Panthers gear as the Panthers charge through what we hope is another lengthy Stanley Cup playoff run here this spring into the summer. And a reminder, you can catch every Cats playoff game at the Baptist Health Iceplex in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Watch and skate. Enjoy food and drinks at the Federal. Shop at Pantherland, powered by FLA Team Shop. Go to BaptistHealthIceplex.com to sign up today. If you haven't been out to the Baptist Health Iceplex at the FTL War Memorial, certainly you need to get out there and check it out. But there is a Pantherland store there. It's open 7 days a week, and they have everything. So if you're looking for that Panthers gear, you want to go get it in person, you can go out there 7 days a week and check out Pantherland on site at the Baptist Health Iceplex. So certainly something you should do with the Panthers moving forward here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Well, folks, let's turn back the clock a little bit. Going back to the last time we spoke to you here on Panthers Insider. Remember, the Panthers had a Saturday afternoon game three against the Lightning 1 week ago. The Panthers were taking a 2-0 lead back to Sunrise. Game three was 1 week ago Tampa Bay won that game, but it was the only win that the Lightning would get in that first-round series. Monday night, the Panthers were able to take a 3-1 lead in their first-round best-of-seven Stanley Cup playoff series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, well, we have the highlights for it. It was a come-from-behind 4-2 victory for the Panthers back on Monday evening. Really put them into the driver's seat firmly in that first-round series. Here are some of the highlights from the 4-2 win over Tampa Bay on Monday that give the Panthers a 3-1 series lead.
Lundell, his pass for Jones, too hot to handle, goes down to our right, no icing. Marchand there first. Marchand in the near corner. He's got Lilleberg on him, and to help out is Lowster in front. Marchand, and they score, and it's Anton Lundell set up in front. Marchand to Lundell, and the Panthers strike first with 10:54 to go here in the second. Ekblad hands there to Reinhart. Reinhart just inside the line. Long shot, save made, rebound, they score! And it's Aaron Ekblad crashing the net, and the Panthers have tied this game at 2 with 3:47 to play in the third. Aaron Ekblad picks up the rebound, and this game is tied. Long shot to the far point, they score! They score! This one took a bounce out front, and the Panthers have taken a 3-2 lead with 3:36 to play. Seth Jones put it to the net, and that one deflects in, and the Panthers are up a goal. Barkov clears, up the right side, Verhaeghe to the empty net, he scores! Carter Verhaeghe, the empty netter, and the Panthers lead 4-2 with 100 seconds to play here in the third. The final horn will sound, and the Panthers take a 3-1 series lead. A 4-2 come-from-behind win here tonight for the Panthers over the Lightning. The Panthers will have a chance now to move on to round two come Wednesday night's game five.
So the Panthers took a 3-1 series lead back on Monday over Tampa Bay. That would send the series back to Tampa, of course, for Game 5, which would be Wednesday. But looking back at that game on Monday, Seth Jones, outstanding, played over 26 minutes, had the eventual game-winning goal there, that third goal for the Panthers. The goals from Ekblad and Seth Jones, the fastest two goals by defensemen in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They were just 11 seconds apart, those two goals. Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 18-20, and a couple things that would be precursors to Game 5, a monster game for Anton Lundell, couple of points. He would be a key figure as well in the game on Wednesday night, the clincher in Game 5. And Carter Verhaeghe, that empty net goal, maybe the start of a hot streak to come because he would get on the score sheet again on Wednesday. So without further ado, why don't we just shift gears to Wednesday night's Game 5. It would prove to be a decisive Game 5 as the Panthers took care of business in a game that was tight early on. The Panthers were able to pull away later on in the contest. Here are the highlights from the game on Wednesday night. A win for the Panthers, 6-3 in Tampa in Game 5, sent the Panthers onto the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Off the faceoff, the puck played behind the net. Verhaeghe has one hop away. Then it's Tkachuk down through the far circle for Reinhart. Back out to Tkachuk covering the right point. Long wrist shot, tipped in front, loose, and they score! And it's Carter Verhaeghe there in front of the net to jam it home. A power play goal! And the Panthers tie this game at 1, and it only took 12 seconds on the man advantage. Kucherov does have it, and then he has it stripped away. Panthers charge out. Etsy Lewoster in, and a heck of a play there. Up the left side now to Marchand. Over the offensive line. Looking for somewhere to put it. Lewoster in, and Marchand in front. Off Anton Lundell, and they score! And the Panthers take a 2-1 lead with 9:54 to play in the first. Marchand and Lewoster in, and a great little passing play, and then Marchand throws it out front. It's off the skate of Anton Lundell, and the Panthers take the lead. Mikkola got the puck deep, though. Back behind the net, it's Victor Hedman. Gave it away. Lewoster in, inside of the goal, into the far corner. Backhand banked out the line. Forsling a shot. He scores! Gus Forsling from out at the left point. A big blast through traffic, and the Panthers have the lead. It's 3-2, 52 seconds into the second period. That may have been deflected. Barkov was out in front, and the Panthers have a 3-2 lead. Kucherov dangles away from Lewosterinen. Far circle, trying to pass. It's off Lewosterinen, who grabs control of the puck, hands it out of the zone, and the Panthers start out. Bennett out of the box. Maybe a 2-on-1. Yes, it is. Bennett right circle, walks in, shot, and he scores! Fresh off serving the penalty. Sam Bennett takes the pass, bolts into the right circle, and the Panthers are up by a 4-3 score with 4:47 to go here in the second. Lundell up the far boards, a neutral zone takeaway. Leads it for Marchand. Bottom of the right circle in front of shot. And they score! And it's Antulo Ostarinen! A four-point game! He makes it 5-3! Panthers with 6:58 to go here in the third. Off the draw, it's Reinhardt. Into the neutral zone, works away from Hedman, rolls it to the empty net, he scores! Sam Reinhardt, he didn't get all of it, but he got enough, and that one finds its way into the empty net. 6-3, the Panthers are in front with 4:24 left here in the third period of Game 5, and now the Panthers are 4 minutes and 24 seconds away from punching a ticket to Round 2. Inside 10 seconds to play. Another edition of the Sunshine State Showdown, and the Panthers come out on top. 6-3, the Panthers are winners in Game 5. The Panthers win the best-of-seven series, 4-1. The Panthers are moving on to Round 2 of the Stanley Cup Playoffs.
The storm is over. No more lightning. No more thunder. Clear skies ahead for the Panthers, as again, they are able to take out the Lightning in 5 games.
Five games. That's all it took for the Panthers to get by the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, well, 2 straight years the Panthers have ousted the Lightning from the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs in 5 games. And that win coming 1 year and 1 day after the last time the Panthers knocked out Tampa Bay. But a big one there, Etulo Ostarinen leading the way offensively, a four-point game for him. But you had multi-point games across the board for Lundell, Marchand, Ostarinen, that whole line. And again, just a big outing for the Panthers and getting production across the board. And that was a key. And that was something that I talked about with Nate Schmidt yesterday. So we'll hear that coming up next segment. Let's hear from a couple of the Panthers here who spoke to the media yesterday. First up, here is Seth Jones, Panthers defenseman, who just felt like he got stronger and stronger as the series went along. And again, eating up ice time, getting on the score sheet, playing every situation for the Panthers. Here's what Seth Jones had to say as far as what he felt was a big key in the Tampa Bay series.
I like the way we came out for games. I liked our resiliency. I thought we were pretty good on the defensive side of the puck most of the series. Power play started well. I think we need to clean that up a bit, be a little bit quicker with the puck, especially against pressure. But penalty kill was also fantastic throughout the series, I thought. And that's going to be extremely important going forward. I know, you know, their top guys really thrive with time and space and when they get power plays and executing there. So it's going to be something that we look to be great in every aspect of that going forward.
Seth Jones talking about what worked against the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round. Now, moving on to the second round series against Toronto, one of the interesting subplots to this, the familiar faces on the other side. The Toronto Maple Leafs lineup, they've got Stephen Lawrence, a member of last year's Stanley Cup winning team, also Oliver Ekman-Larsson. And in net, you'd expect the primary goaltender to be Anthony Stolar. So here's Sergei Bobrovsky talking yesterday on what it's like, what it's going to be like playing against some of his former teammates who used to be Panthers, now Maple Leafs.
Yeah, I think it is what it is. You know, in our business, happens often. You know, you play with the guys, then you play against them. Like, look at the Marchi. You know, like, you would never thought you're going to play in the same team with him. And all of a sudden, we compete together now for our dream. So, yeah, it is. It is what it is. So we're gonna compete, and it's gonna be a good challenge again.
So Sergei Bobrovsky there, and one last soundbite here this segment. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and yesterday talking about this Panthers team and their ability to play on the road. Remember the Panthers during that series against the Lightning? They won all 3 road games they played in the series. Here's Paul Maurice on what attributes his team has that particularly lend themselves to success on the road.
Well, depth for sure. The matchup game won't necessarily kill you. That you're not going to get outmatched because you're not getting the first option that you would want for most of the game, but you have to have a certain amount of depth. I just don't think the road is anywhere near as intimidating as it used to be. It was a different game back when you thought that the home ice advantage was everything, right? You needed it. I just don't feel that's the same way. So we've got enough depth, and then we would play bit more of a grinding game, and you can win on the road with that game.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there talking about what makes his team successful away from home. Just getting started here on Panthers Insider. Again, round two begins Monday night, 8 o'clock in Toronto, Panthers and the Maple Leafs. We'll have you covered across the Panthers radio network every step of the way, so don't miss any of the action. The Panthers radio network, the Panthers app. You can find us on SiriusXM as well. So lots of different places to tune in as the Panthers continue through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Coming up next segment, I will chat with Nate Schmidt, Panthers defenseman. We'll hear from George Richards of Florida Hockey Now coming up later on as well. Step aside, we'll come back. Just getting started here on Panthers Insider. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Back here on Panthers Insider, Doug Plagans with you, talking all things Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. As always, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. A good morning to all of you tuned in with us here today. Join the 93 Society email club. Stay up to date on all things Panthers. Be the first to know about special ticket offers, exclusive events, and so much more. Sign up now at floridapanthers.com. Later on in the show, George Richards is going to stop by from Florida Hockey Now. We'll talk all things Panthers Lightning from last week. We'll preview the series against Toronto. We'll cover it all, but had a chance yesterday to chat with Panthers defenseman Nate Schmidt. So let's get right into that conversation right now.
Looking back at round one, the first box has been checked. I know it's just one of four big boxes to check, but how's it feel to have one series in the books here?
When you go into a series against Tampa, you know, it's my first battle for Florida experience. But I felt like, you know, our team, it's such a veteran core and understands what it takes, and I think and not getting too high or too low during that series was a big part of it. And obviously you have great goaltending, you get good, you know, you get good chip in from the back end of your defense, helps anytime you get them depth scoring, it helps a ton. So right now you're excited about having a few days to kind of recoup and recover and take the mental toll that it takes on you after each round, and getting excited for you know, starting in Canada here the next couple of days, which is, you know, leads us into our next series.
And you're a trained professional because you've already teed up a couple of bullet points that I want to get to coming up here. But you mentioned, first and foremost, Sunshine State Showdown. It's in the books, and it was your first one. It was the fourth time the Panthers and the Lightning have played in a playoff series in the last 5 years. I'm sure you'd had a chance to observe a little bit of it from afar in previous years. But what was that rivalry feeling like, your first chance being able to experience it firsthand?
Yeah, you know, when you watch from afar, and like I have in the last couple of years, you can feel the intensity through the TV, and I found that once you're in the series that it seems like everyone in Florida is watching it. Everywhere you go, anywhere you go in Tampa, everywhere you go here, it's everywhere, that's what makes it fun. That's why hockey is such a, you know, beautiful sport. You have a chance to play somebody in your state, you know, to kind of who can reign supreme. And I felt like, you know, it lived up to my expectations of what it was going to be like. And I'm happy that, you know, if you'd have told me before the series that we're going to win in five, you know, I thought it would have been five or six, or, you know, even maybe have to go all the way, but because they were a great team, you know, and that just goes to show you that if we play our style and the way we want to play, we can match up against anybody.
And you mentioned that depth scoring, and hey, you came out firing there in those first couple of games, three goals in the first two games of the series. But, you know, how to feel first of all for you to make that kind of offensive impact early on in the series, and then as the series went on, you guys were getting contributions from across the board, and it seemed like ultimately that was a big part of what swung the pendulum in your favor, was the way that everybody was chipping in.
I think it has to be that way. I think you're right. I think it has to be that way. You have to get guys that maybe you weren't expecting to score to get on the board. I mean, that's what makes the playoffs such a incomprehensible time of year for your whole lineup to be able to produce. Because if you look at your group, you're like, okay, those guys are supposed to, I can comprehend why they're top six is scoring. Now if you sprinkle in some defenseman goals and your bottom six to score, that just makes it – it makes for a heck of a matchup when you're playing against a team and you're like, you know, we're shutting down their power play. We're shutting down this, but we can't plug all the holes, right? You know, dating back to, you know, I played in the finals when I was in Vegas. Washington's bottom six and their D, you know, were the reason I thought we lost the series, you know. And if you get, you know, the extra goal here and there every game, like that adds up over a series and puts a lot of pressure on the other team to, you know, their matchup wise. So I like how we match up against anybody. And it's really fun seeing the Lundell, Marchand, Lucarelli line get rewarded in Game 5.
And what's it been like having Brad here as a teammate for you, a guy that you'd played against for a long time in the league? I'm sure you're happy to have him on your side, but what's it like having him as a teammate here, coming off, as you said, a big Game 5 for you guys?
God, I want to hate him so bad. You know, I almost wish he would have been a bad guy, right? That you didn't want him to be what he is because of all the stuff he does on the ice over the years. You know, I think he jumped me to him and I have battled each other a few times this year. And, you know, if he would have asked me, you know, who are my top guys on the, you know, if I could get a free lick on it, it would probably be the tippy top of the list. So, but that's just, as you get to know him away from Rick, you understand what it takes for to click at such a high level like he's been at. To put the energy that he brings, even at his spry age, makes such an impact on our group when he's in, and it's fun to watch him chucking banter around. It's good, clean family fun.
And you know, something else that's always good, clean family fun is playoff hockey. And I got to ask you too. And we talked about this a little bit, but as you get deeper into the playoffs, for people out there, and this might seem like a basic question, but for people who, like me, who haven't been on the ice in Stanley Cup playoff, what is the biggest change you notice, not only from the regular season to the playoffs, but as you go each passing round in the playoffs?
I would just say the momentum swings, right? Like, you score a goal, you think you're going to win the series. You give up a goal, it's like, we're going to lose this game. You know, you have to be able to understand that it's going to happen. The emotion in the building, and it bleeds into the players in a good way and in sometimes a not so good way. But it's the veteran group. It's the guys that have been there. It's why experience in the playoffs is so important, because, you know, you score a goal to make it 4-3 in the last game. And I just thought, man, we've played this game, you know, how many times this year? I know this group. We're going to, you know, I know that if we stay on this puck, we continue to add our pressure, we're going to be just fine. No matter how it ends up, even if they score, my thought was, if they score, whatever happens, we're going to still be out. We still have more time to go get this. We're on the road. We'll have a tie ball game in the third period. Like, we can do this. Now, younger Nate would not have probably felt that way, right? And so I think that comes, you know, with a group that's been doing it. I think that's a huge part of it, because, man, when you get in there and you see that, you know, one pass, one play can change the, you know, outcome of a game. You know, I think in the last game, you know, when Bob makes that save in the second period, it changed the whole momentum of the game. You know, I find that their whole bench went down and our whole bench went up. And I didn't think that they ever really got it back after that. And because of that it's points in a game that can turn on a dime and bang, and all of a sudden you're back on top.
And you mentioned that you guys won 3 on the road in that opening round series. And now you're going to be heading, now that we know it's the Leafs who are going to be the opponent for round 2, you're going to be heading on the road to start this next series. Do you like starting a series on the road? I mean, going into Tampa, it was a hostile environment, lots of energy. Going into Toronto, obviously, it's going to be that times whatever.
Yeah.
So do you like being able to go into Toronto? It's going to be an electric atmosphere come game 1.
I think so. I like the feeling of going in and taking a wind out of the sails of a team that's going to be excited, right? They're going, both teams moved on the second round. I find it takes your mind off things. When you go up there, you can kind of settle into the series a little bit more, a little bit quicker, in my opinion, than if you would at home. But you have to understand what the pressure of the series is going to come to if we go up there and win a game, and especially if we win 2 games, it's going to add a lot of heat coming back. I mean, you know, obviously we dropped Game 3 to Tampa, but we still had a game at home to kind of make up for that, right? And that, it just always is chip away. You just chip away, you chip away, you chip away, and then finally you lean on them until they fall over.
I got 2 more for you before we take off, but just plain and simple, looking at a matchup against the Leafs, if you had to point to 1 or 2 things that are going to have to be paramount over the course of whether it's 4 games or 7 games, what's going to be the biggest focal point for you guys going into this series?
Yeah, I find that our forwards are drive a lot of our a lot of our energy, a lot of our emotion, a lot of our you know, style of play when our guys are skating and moving. Our defensemen just kind of you know, just string along with them, right? Like, it's not that they drag us, but we know how to read off them when they're skating, when plays are to be made, where we should be pinching on and creating pressure. That is all set by them, right? And I think that would be a big one if our guys are skating and moving. And the other one is just, I mean, just like this last series, is our penalty kill's gotta be just as good, if not better, against a team that has a good power play. You know, we're going to have two teams that have, you know, top power plays in the league. And you have to have great special teams this time of year in order to move on.
And for you personally, I believe you're at 81 career playoff games played, I think is the number right now. At this point in your career, how much, I know you've been through the playoffs before, you've been through the grind, but how much of it, even though I'm sure, you know, you hear the old phrase, nobody's 100% this time of the year, everything like that, but as you go through it, how important is it in your mind just to sit back and take it all in, whether it's a game day, whether it's an off day, a practice, whatever the situation might be, to just sit back and say it's the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah, you know what, I love it. I don't watch a ton of hockey as the year goes on because I like to, you know, I like to kind of remove myself. It's a lot of games during the year. It's playoff time, though. Yeah, I'll have to sit down, you hunker down, you get to watch games, you feel the emotion. It kind of just gets you fired up for the rest of your series as well. And for me, I mean, if we come into the last games, you come out and you go out through warm-ups, and I always remind myself, kind of just, you just breathe it all in. You know, it's such a fun, you know, if you don't get the butterflies before the game, I would check your pulse, you know, because that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it enjoyable for me. And that's just the best part of playing our game is right now.
So Nate Schmidt of the Panthers there, and I believe 81 career playoff games for him, and he enjoys every single minute of it. And again, was a key figure early on, especially in the Panthers Lightning series. Had a great series overall, but had 3 goals in the first 2 games of that series. It was really one of the stories early on of that Panthers Lightning series. So he got himself into the Battle of Florida, into the Sunshine State Showdown immediately. And made a huge impact there. So Nate Schmidt, the Panthers, moving on to round two. Round two is going to start on Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll have you covered across the Panthers radio network with pregame coverage 30 minutes prior to puck drop every game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So we're on at 7:30 coming up on Monday night. You can always find us 560 WQAM, Miami-Dade and Broward counties. You can find us in the Palm Beaches on 1230 The Gambler, Real Radio 92.1, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The Panthers app takes all the guesswork out of it. Hit that radio button in the top right corner. You'll get us there each and every night. And SiriusXM app and streaming 931 for sure is always going to have our broadcast every game, and other stations on the dial in your car. And that could vary night to night. But 931 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms, that will always have it. So that'll be our broadcast every game. We're always going to be there. The only way to get your season tickets for next season is by joining the Panthers Territory Membership Waitlist. It's your chance to lock in the ultimate membership experience. The sooner you join, the higher your spot in line for early access. Don't miss out. Secure your priority spot in line for season tickets now. Go to floridapanthers.com/waitlist or call 954-835-PUCK. We will step aside when we come back. A conversation I had with George Richards of Florida Hockey Now. That's going to be next. We take a look back at the series against Tampa Bay. We look ahead at the series against Toronto. We cover it all. That is straight ahead. Again, a chat with George Richards from Florida Hockey Now coming up on the other side. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Doug Plagans with you at the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. And again, the Panthers moving on to round two. Round two begins on Monday night in Toronto. Panthers and the Leafs, 8 o'clock for game one. We'll be on the air with Panthers preview at 7:30 coming up on Monday night. But game one, Monday night, 8 o'clock in Toronto, Panthers and the Leafs. Keep checking FloridaPanthers.com for all the other scheduling information there. And remember, your Cats are on the hunt in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Wear red, join the hunt, gear up today with official Panthers playoff merchandise. Grab your playoff tees, caps, hoodies, and more. FLATeamShop.com is where to go. Well, big thanks to Nate Schmidt for his time yesterday. We heard that conversation last segment. Also had a chance to catch up with Florida Hockey Now's George Richards. Been covering the Panthers for a long time, has his finger on the pulse of the Panthers better than anybody. And, well, George had a chance to talk to him. And, well, like I said, let's get into that conversation right now.
All right, well, George, first, we're going to have plenty of time to talk about Panthers-Leafs here, but putting that round one series to bed, Panthers and the Lightning, fourth time in 5 years that they met in a playoff series. It came in with all the buzz you'd expect. There was certainly some tension. It was a fun series, but the Panthers took care of business in five games. If you had to point to an overarching theme of the series, a big key of the series, what would you say that it was that ultimately put the Panthers over the top?
I think it was Florida's defensive style, right? I mean, they put a hurting on, you know, Nikita Kucherov, one of the top scorers in the NHL, who really, I mean, he had a couple assists, he made some plays, but was really non-existent in this series. And that's a credit to the Panthers, just in watching the way that they, you know, they collapsed on him. Every time he had the puck, even when he didn't have the puck, they made life very uncomfortable on him. And they did that to their entire top six. Tampa Bay really did not get anything out of those guys. Florida's penalty kill was terrific. Sergei Bobrovsky was terrific. And, you know, offensively, Florida was able to find some cracks in Andre Vasilevsky and get some key goals at key times. Listen, Tampa Bay played a very good defensive game. Florida was very opportunistic and took advantage of the situations when they were there.
I felt like as well in the series we saw the payoff from the depth that the Panthers have accumulated and added. And I thought going into the series, obviously both teams had big guns. Both teams have future Hall of Fame goalies, future Hall of Fame head coaches. I think if you were to look at something, though, going into the series, it felt like the Panthers had the advantage in depth and had the advantage, especially with those bottom six forwards. And over the course of the series, it felt like that was an area where the Panthers were just too much for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Did you think that the depth of the Panthers really did show through here in this matchup?
I absolutely did. I think that that's one thing, you know, a lot of fans are like, oh, so-and-so didn't pick us to win. Well, that's because Tampa Bay was playing pretty good the last 2 months of the season. But if you looked at it, Tampa Bay was not going to be able to match whatever Florida had on the third and fourth lines. John Cooper was playing 11 forwards and 7 defensemen because he had to. Florida was just much better. You know, Florida's top six versus their top six, that could be a wash. But everything else was advantage Florida, and they took full advantage because that third line, Tampa had zero answer for it. Florida's fourth line harassed those guys, in, you know, which Tampa Bay could not counter with.
Anything you've noticed specifically? I mean, it's been a lot of fun to see number 63 in a Panthers sweater here, but you look at the impact he's made not only on the team, but playing heavily with Lundell and the Wostarinen. Those two guys have had really great resources the last couple of years, playing with Sam Reinhart a couple of years ago, playing with Vladimir Tarasenko on last year's run, playing with Brad Marchand now. How would you describe the impact that you've seen Brad Marchand make, not only on the team, but on that forward trio?
Yeah, Paul Maurice mentioned it the other day, that Brad Marchand just kind of brings something out of Lustrainen and Lundell that maybe Reinhart and Tarasenko didn't, because they're different personalities. We know the kind of personality Brad Marchand is. I mean, he's that guy, and he's kind of dragging that out of guys like Anton Lundell and Toulouse Ryan, who are a little quieter, who are a little bit more reserved, who we know how great they are defensively. They are fantastic defensive players, but like Paul Maurice says, there's more there, and it looks like Brad's trying to pull it out of them, kicking and screaming, but they're enjoying it, right? You could see it. I mean, Luster Ryan's just smiling and having a good time, Anton Lundell as well, so they are enjoying this, and yeah, good stuff.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider as we reminisce a little bit about the Panthers Lightning series that just took place and start to turn the page here as the Panthers are set to go on to the road. And, George, I guess you look at this series coming up against Toronto, starting it just with the idea that this Panthers team's been a solid road team. Yeah. They won three games in Tampa in round one. Obviously, the atmosphere that was electric in Tampa, it's going to be even more so in Toronto, being the second round, being Toronto, of course, and everything that comes along with it. But as far as this team goes, do you think it's systematic? Do you think it's just the experience factor? Do you think it's a little bit of everything that blends together to make this Panthers team a good road playoff team? Again, they just won three road games in round one.
I think it's, like you said, it's a combination, because you look at Paul Maurice has been saying since he got here, he liked playing on the road. You know, the Panthers play the so-called good road game where, like Paul Maurice says, we're not trying to sell tickets on the road, right? We can be boring and we can bottle you up and we're going to take advantage of our situations. We don't want 5-4 games. We don't want 6-3 games. They love playing in these 1-1, 2-1 games, and it shows. And to, you know, that game travels. That game plays well on the road. It plays well at home. And again, the experience. Look at the places, the Florida Panthers, this group. And now there have been some changed faces and all that. But look at some of the venues these guys have played in. They've played in Boston and won in Boston. They've played in Toronto, won in Toronto. They went to Carolina. That's a tough place to play. They won there. They went to Edmonton. They won game three in Edmonton of the Stanley Cup final. You know, they went to New York, Madison Square Garden. I mean, look at all the places these guys have been the past couple years, Tampa. And yeah, they're not intimidated. They're not afraid. They're not going into a ball. If they go down 1-0 or 2-0, they just continue to plug at it and get back into the game. And, you know, we'll see what happens in this one. But, you know, being on the road, like Paul said, during the season, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just tell us where game one. Just tell us where we're going, who we're playing. We'll be there. And I think that mentality of the Panthers is something that we've seen from the Tampa Bay Lightning over the past couple years. And that's what good teams do. They don't care. Don't care who we're playing. Just tell us when and where, and we'll be there.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us. We talked about Brad Marchand, but Seth Jones, a guy you've had a chance to watch a lot, yeah, over the years, over the course of his National Hockey League career, really coming off, I thought, really back-to-back, really strong, monstrous games there to close out the Tampa Bay series. But as far as Seth Jones and his just getting integrated with this Panthers team over that last chunk of the year and into the playoffs, how would you assess the way that that he's been able to fit in with his new group? Again, mentioned coming off a couple of huge games to close out the Tampa Bay series.
Yeah, I think Seth Jones has fit in from the get. I just remember that first game that he played after coming over from Chicago. He was just absolutely terrific. And if there's one silver lining of the of Aaron Ekblad being suspended 20 games, was that it forced Seth Jones into playing a role that the Panthers did not expect him to. The Panthers did not want him playing 25, 26, 27 minutes, but he was kind of forced into it when Aaron Ekblad missed the final, you know, 18 games of the regular season, two games of the playoffs, and now game one he's going to have to miss after missing game five for that hit on Brandon Hagel. But yeah, I mean, Seth Jones has had to kind of dive in feet first here with the Panthers, and I think he's been terrific. He's an offensive-minded defenseman who really can play some defense, and that's being put to the test in this Florida system. And I think Seth Jones has been a perfect fit. I think it's you know, I said it the minute it happened. I was like, oh my gosh, you've got this guy for 5 years. I mean, it really sets the Panthers up, especially when you look at how he fits into the salary cap with Chicago retaining that money. Great move by Bill Zito. And Seth Jones has just, like I said, dove right in. He loves being here. The past couple years were really tough on him, playing in Chicago, playing for nothing, going into every game like wondering, you know, can we just keep it close? And that stinks for an elite player like that to go into every game and be like, we have no chance tonight. It wears on you. It wore on Seth Jones, and you could see a weight being lifted off playing here.
Two quick ones before we let you get going, George. I know we're just looking ahead at this Panthers-Leafs series. Two really good teams, a little bit of playoff history. If you had to point to one thing that might be a big focal point going into this series, something that you think could be a theme over the course of the series, regardless of how long it goes from either side, what's something you're looking at right away?
Well, Florida, 2 years ago, if you remember, Florida really bottled up the big guns for Toronto. This is a very skilled team. We saw Austin Matthews the other night in game six against Ottawa get a goal, a key goal for them. You're going to have to pay real attention to the firepower that Toronto's got. You look at their defensive play, they're stronger than they were 2 years ago. You've got Anthony Stolarz in net. He's probably better than what they had 2 years ago. So listen, this Toronto Maple, and they've got a coach in Craig Berube who's been there before, won the cup with the St. Louis Blues. I was going to say St. Louis Rams, but that was just for you. And he's been there. He's done that. This is a different Toronto Maple Leafs team. Said that all year. This is a team that really could be good. But Florida's pretty stacked, and you know I like Florida's chances in this one for sure.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, kind enough to stop by here today. George, you've had lots of stuff you've been working on over the course of the last chunk of the season into the playoffs, looking ahead. Where can everybody find what you're up to every single day, in addition to right here on Panthers Insider?
Yeah, well, anytime I can come on Panthers Insider, you know I'm going to do that. Come on over, floridahockeynow.com. Check out our work. Most of it is free, so come check it out. We are the only daily source of the Florida Panthers. Multiple stories per day. It's fun stuff. Check me out on Twitter at George Richards. What else we got? We got the Florida Hockey Now YouTube channel. Check that out if you want to hear from the Florida Panthers. And go see my friend Doug. We usually are hanging out together here at the training facility.
That's where we are right now. Panthers insider George Richards, kind enough to stop by, and George will be checking back in with you over the course of the series and hopefully over the course of another lengthy playoff run. But as always, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate you.
That is George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, kind enough to stop by. Find him on Twitter, X, at George Richards, among other places. Lots of great stuff, lots of great coverage from him. And again, we thank him for his time. Elsewhere in the National Hockey League, I know we mentioned we have to hammer it home here. The Panthers and the Leafs start their second round series Monday at 8 o'clock, 7:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview. The rest of the schedule for the series, stay tuned to floridapanthers.com, all the appropriate channels for additional information. But last night, St. Louis 5-2 over Winnipeg, forcing a game seven. That's going to be tomorrow at 7 o'clock. That'll be the final game of round one. There is a game seven tonight as well. Lots of folks been looking forward to this one. Colorado with that win the other night at home. They forced tonight's game seven against the Dallas Stars. So two legitimate Stanley Cup hopefuls there. Colorado, Dallas, one of them going home after tonight's game. 8 o'clock, that one gets going tonight, Eastern time. Colorado at Dallas, game seven. St. Louis, Winnipeg tomorrow, 7 o'clock, their game seven. Panthers Leafs kickoff round two coming up 8 o'clock Eastern on Monday night. We'll have it all for you across the radio network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 7:30. Until then, folks, we're going to step aside here. We thank you very much for being on board with us here on Panthers Insider. Big thanks to Nate Schmidt. Thanks to George Richards. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass. And again, a big thanks to all of you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.